The P4SS boys are back for another year. Guards, he still loves to trade and drink his midweek beer. The Maltie's back and Mark is hoping that his luck will change. World's busiest man, still busy, some things always stay the same. Trainer, super coach, obsessed, the multi-sport wizard king. David waits for TLT before doing anything. We're playing for sheep stations, so everyone knows.
Okay, we've heard enough. Let's get on with the show.
Welcome to the Playing for Sheep Stations podcast leading into round one proper. I'm joined by Matt Guardsy, Mark and Dan for the first time this year. He said there's a paddock of unicorns that he's left behind. On the episode, we'll recap the Vegas games, look at Team List Tuesday, the big winners and losers, particularly if people are going to get dual position, the cheapy crop, which is a bit different to what we thought. Guardsy will do his chin list because there were some games and there was some poor officiating in that game. Or in one of the games in particular. We'll answer a question from Dexter Dunmore, first time caller, long time listener. I think he could be the regular pest this year rather than Dom. We'll do a set of six and our final team reveals vice captain and captain options, and we'll try and find a multi. Mark, how did you go last weekend in Vegas?
Yeah, Drinkwater's a cat.
Did you own him?
No.
Oh, thank goodness. Are you scoring okay? Are you happy with who you've picked so far?
Yeah, I'm reasonably happy. I wasn't like you. I didn't get Ponga, but reasonably happy. Trey Mooney, Helam Lukey both scored very well. Was happy with Chester and Setu too. Cheapy backs. I think they both scored 62 off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Atkinson.
Average.
Average.
Yeah.
But yeah, quite happy with how they went overall.
Trainer, how did you fare in Vegas? You happy with how your team's set up? Have you missed anyone?
Yeah, mostly yes. After watching KP go around, it's going to be hard to not own him. So I think he'll be coming in very soon. It'll just be a matter of for who.
Yeah. Hopefully the curse will strike again.
Yeah, that's right. He did nothing for me at the start of last year, but he looks electric from that first game. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll talk more about him later.
Yep.
I had Luciano Leilua and Jermaine McEwen. Wasn't 100% stoked on either of those. Was hoping Luch was going to play 80, but I don't think he ended up getting there. And Jermaine didn't play 80 either. Both scored okay, but, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see with those two.
Yep. Guardsy, same question to you. How did Vegas treat you, and are you happy with where you're sitting?
Yeah, pretty happy. I pulled the pin on. I went Ponga, so I was happy with that. Yeah, I was a bit scared Matthew was going to yell at me when I went Ponga, but once I gave him my pretty strong argument, he was very happy with why I went Ponga.
Yep.
So, yeah, but yeah, I was the same. Had Lukey, Trey Mooney. Had Lucci as well. Bit disappointed I didn't have Ryan Couchman because Flano is a fuckhead and just didn't want to tell anyone how many minutes he was going to play.
I think he might have played more minutes than he was going to just with the way the back line went down, but good indication that he can play those minutes. We'll probably talk about him a little bit more during the wrap-up of Vegas. I too, our cycles must be in line, Guardsy, because last minute I put Ponga in as well and threw the VC on him. So I'm a very happy person there. There's a question that I want to ask later in the set of six around the VC loop and what it needs to be this week. At the moment, I'm sitting with it on, but I'm just still a little bit up in arms, especially with Atkinson and how he went and him being my loop option. Dan, welcome back to the pod.
Yeah, thank you. Hello, listener. Good to be back. I'm not sure how much you'll get me this year, but I'll be around at times. So I'm not committing to a weekly thing, but yeah, anyway. Yeah, it was good to be back. Danica's iguanas. So if you haven't seen the video, do yourself a favor and go and watch that. And a bit like her iguanas, what is doing with my team? I went a pod that I was yelled at multiple times.
Strongly advised against.
Yeah, but I wanted to do it anyway, and I've been burnt. So that's fine. I think, there's 26 more rounds to get it right. So
You could have been worse. You could have had Gutho and Drinky.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. So yes, I did bring in Clint Gutherson, who typically starts strong, but yeah, clearly I have got that one wrong. So we'll need to fix that ASAP.
I reckon you could watch another game, see who they play next. If it's going to be a little bit more open, it didn't look the worst role for him. I just think up against Canterbury, not the best.
Dan, do you own Kalyn Ponga?
No.
Then trade Gutherson.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right,
Don't listen to Davison.
that's a good segue, Matt, but I will say, remember, patience is key in this game, and those people get rewarded sometimes with patience, or you get
No.
hurt
I remember
by
you saying
patience.
last year when you jumped on a Lomax, if you like what you see, make the move.
Yes, I did do that.
Yeah,
That
and
was round one.
patience hasn't really worked for you as a trainer. Like, I'm thinking Latrell from a few years back, sitting
Exactly.
him.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see who's where it ends up in the wash.
I'm not overly patient with this stuff,
No.
so I think the king gets 1 week and off with his head.
Nice. They're very good. The Knights, so we'll go straight into the Vegas games. Knights 28, Cowboys 18. Didn't see that result coming. I think it could have been plenty more if Fletcher Sharp had stayed on the field. The bloke looked unbelievable. I think for Kalyn Ponga owners, it probably played into their hands that he did go off injured, but I'll take it. The Knights scoring 28, they had 1,024 Supercoach points, and the Cowboys scoring 18 had 850 Supercoach points. That's a total game points of 1,874. I've dug back in, Dan. You'll be happy I've done a bit of a stat dive again. You love when I do a bit of a stat dive. Fun
Talk
fact,
to me.
so total points looks up significantly. I'll be interested to crunch the numbers after a couple of weeks just to get a bigger sample size. But looking at similar matches from the first four rounds of 2025, so a 30 to 18, 28-20, and a 28-18 game in round one, three, and four, they each had 15-70, 16-77, and 16-59. So the total match points in a similar scoring game was up 13%. We knew it was going to be up significantly. What that translates to is a points per minute for the match of about 24 compared to a points per minute in 2025 of about 20. So that's significantly more points to distribute across. And I think we saw that, particularly in a fairly low scoring game. Usually a team scores over 1,000 when they dominate in a lot of stats. And the Knights didn't necessarily dominate in a lot of stats in that spot.
I think Trey Mooney's score there, like I know he got the try, but he just seemed pretty keen. Like I liked watching him out there. I know we talked about him at the end of last year and sort of talking about whether who was our guy that we were going to start with, and yeah, I was very bullish on him.
I can't remember his try. Was it off a kick and a tap back or something like
He was
that?
just sort of chasing
Yeah, it
around the
was.
ball, which is good to see
And he
the
still got a
Knights getting
line.
around
Yeah, he
there.
got a line break for that as well. So that's different from last year. Anything off a kick didn't get a line break. So that gave him, what's a line break, 8 or 10?
10.
10. So that's a pretty significant beef up there as well. So not only did he get the 17 for the try, that's all he would have got last year. Off that kick, he got a line break as well, which I think is an interesting area. KP getting plenty of touches. Dylan Brown stuck on the right side. I thought they looked all right with Sanders and Brown, with Ponga doing a lot of the work. What else did anyone get out of that game besides the Cowboys are going to be in for a long year
Oh,
if they defend like that?
Dylan Lucas just was his usual self in base.
Yeah, but he gets 73 all pretty much base, 40 odd tackles, plenty of hit ups, no attacking stats there to speak of. So, yeah.
And I think Phoenix Crosland went fairly well, played 80 minutes, but that was situational because Sandon Smith came on for Fletcher Sharp. But I think it shows, not necessarily Reid Marnie, who I pivoted from Grant to Marnie. I know that's pretty disgusting, but it made the rest of my team look amazing. I was about 5,000 short of doing something I wanted with Grant in there. I just decided when Todd came out and said that Reid was playing 80, I didn't think the disparity would be so big. I'm a bit concerned that it might be bigger than I thought because Reid played 80 and still only scored 50 in a game where
Yeah, but
he looked like he didn't really want to make tackles and he didn't do his normal third man in, I didn't think. I watched him fairly closely.
he was a little bit more creative. Like he got
A little bit
that
more creative. He threw face balls all day
he
on the
had
line
the
instead of going out to the
he had the little kick in there.
Yeah, and he kicked one into the top tier. Like, I just think
Someone
he significantly overplayed his
hit him.
hand. I really hope that Dearden and co give him a hiding at training and say, Reed, dish to us, play one face ball a set and make your tackles, because that will equate to good Supercoach scoring. Anything else from those games that you noticed that you wanted to point out from the Knights Cowboys game?
Cowboys' attack looked gross. It was real clunky. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
They didn't look like they really, every time they were in the red zone, they was all over the shop. I didn't like it at
I
all.
don't think they didn't contest bombs either, which was weird.
It's Adam O'Brien on the coaching staff.
No,
Jeez.
he's on
Yeah, I know he's gone to
the Dogs, hasn't he? Or
yeah, I can't remember. Anyway, I thought Purdue looked all right when he went to fullback. He nearly made a line break off a kick return. Just that bit of extra space that he had, he just looked like he was pretty suited back there.
yeah, Tom Chester, thoughts on his job security? What do you think will happen there when Leibert's available?
Took plenty of hit ups. He had like 18 hit ups, so did
Yeah,
the work.
th
But
30
can't see
points,
him going to the wing.
30 points in hit ups, 19 points in tackles. I think Leibert looks more like a winger than Chester does.
Well, Darby doesn't look like a winger, so.
No, he doesn't look like an NRL player, to be honest. So that'll be an interesting watch. I think there's plenty of other options for downgrades if Chester doesn't get that third game in and around that space, and someone else will pop up in that cheapy space. There's plenty of cheapies in the centre wing. All right, we'll move on to the Bulldogs 15, Dragons 14, biggest travesty in rugby league. Grant Atkins is an absolute disgrace. That was not a penalty. It hasn't been a penalty for a number of years. Not that I like the Dragons. I'm very much against the Dragons and actually don't mind seeing either of those two teams suffer, and Flano in particular facing a tough press conference. Bulldogs 15, 990 Supercoach points, Dragons 14, 883. Total game points, even though there was extra time, 1873. So similar to the Knights game, the extra 10 minutes certainly added. So if we talk about 23 points per minute, you're looking at an extra 230 points. So this is where I'm not sure. Low scoring game. So it was down around 20, 25 games that were about 30 to 20. So if,
It's because
and
the
that's with it.
Dragons offered zero in attack.
Yeah, they looked.
That's with an extra 10 minutes as well.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Were you listening,
Yeah,
Dan?
I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking in. Are you not asleep over there?
Oh, yeah, drifting.
My thoughts.
Light.
I thought the game was just a grind. I thought it was
Yeah.
a tough watch compared to the first game. I actually didn't think I'd enjoy the Knights Cowboys game more than I'd enjoy the Bulldogs Dragons game. I've said that they went right a lot. Galvin to Preston seemed to be where a lot of the focal point, which is a bit disappointing with Crichton moving to the left then. I thought Jerry might have got better early ball than Crichton at some points. I felt like they very rarely bypassed Kikau, and Kikau tucked it under the arm and ran more than I would have liked. What are your thoughts around?
Kiraz looked like his usual. I had some concerns around Kiraz, and he was probably, I think he was my, wasn't going to get, what were those three that we did the other week? Anyway, he was the one that I wasn't going to get because I was worried about his
Date, marry, kill. Is that what we
injury.
did?
Yeah, worry about his injury in the preseason, but he just came out,
And he did
took
Kiraz
his hit
things, didn't
ups
he?
and
He was on the left
offloads
as
and
well, too, but it was real weird. Like the way they were set up, I thought they'd be going left all day, but it didn't happen. They just kept going short, as you said.
I think that they kicked to Kiraz a lot, didn't they? Like they kicked to Kiraz in the corner so that he couldn't take that first hit up. They could swarm him in defence. So if that's a tactic, it might change where I think the Bulldogs end up setting up, because they set up in that channel and then swept to the right, which was an interesting thing to have a look at. Trainer, what did you think of that game?
Well, just on the like the points, Kiraz got 46 points in hit ups and Montoya got 44 points in hit ups.
You're right.
That's pretty mental. I guess it just goes to show, like, because it was so, the ball was obviously in play a lot and it was back and forth, so they weren't scoring tries. Yeah, those wingers really took advantage and cranked out some serious points there. Obviously, Kiraz got that try and had a couple offloads. That's probably what's bumped him up from
I imagine his tackle bust
Montoya,
is
but.
significantly higher than Montoya's as well.
Yeah.
What was his injury in the preseason? Like, because
Shoulder, wasn't
yeah, he looked a bit. Like when he scored that try, he just looked a bit funny getting up. And they were sort of talking that he, might have re-aggravated. I think that was why I sort of went away from him, but
I thought Preston looked good He ran some good lines. I thought Galvin actually looked all right, squared the line up pretty nicely. But I just don't know. I don't know if the Dragons defended really well or the Dogs just didn't throw anything really challenging at them.
Yeah, like this is, it's round one, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a bit clunky for a while, but I don't know. There's still plenty of Supercoach points being scored.
Yeah, that's right. I thought the Dragons' edge defense was pretty good. I thought the two, they didn't attack very well, but I thought the two halves defended really well.
Valentine did look like he was playing busted, didn't he? So,
Yeah, well, he wouldn't take kicks. He didn't
yeah.
take a kick. Kyle nearly missed that kick from in front, 20 out. So just snuck in on the right-hand side. All right, that's what we've taken away from Vegas. Plenty of points to be had. We've just got to find the right fellas, as always. Mark, Teamless Tuesday, do you want to run us through quickly
Yeah.
those? And we might have a stop at the end of each game just to talk about the implications because there are some
Yeah.
interesting ins and outs.
There are. So the first game is a real grudge match this week after old Zachy boy got kicked right in the dick by the Supreme Court or and Parramatta earlier today.
I think
So
I put in the chat two wins in a season from Parramatta makes me nervous that we've used them all up before a ball's been kicked in anger.
yeah, so that is big news that the Storm won't be getting Lomax for at least 2 years. So Leo, who was a cheapy option, looks like he's pretty cemented in there. But
His
he's been,
job security certainly went up with
yeah,
that decision
but he's been
2 years.
named in the centres with the Perth Bears bound Nick Meaney on the wing for the injured Xavier Coates. So that's an interesting one there. Chan and Lasardi both named in the back row.
Has anyone heard how long Sean Bloor is out and what is happening there?
Yeah, round two I read somewhere,
Two or
but
three, yep. So does that make you a bit
yeah.
nervous about either of Lasardi or Chan bringing them in?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they've got a debutant Cooper Clarke on the bench with Wishart. The usual suspects, Kamakamega, Davey Mowale from South is there on the bench there. For Parramatta, Bailey Simonson wins the spot on the wing vacated by said Zach Lomax. And the injury to Josh Addo-Carr sees Sean Russell push out from the centres to the wing. And our man Funny's favourite,
Kelly Kelly.
Brian Kelly, makes his debut for Parramatta in the centres. Hopgood named at prop, DeBellin at 13, and Jack Williams in the back row there.
Welcome to the Club Funnies. You're allowed to support Brian Kelly at the Eels from now on. Hopgood, an interesting one at prop. Not sure what his minutes will look like. He's a bit of a watch for me. If he can get back to his form from 2 seasons ago, where he averaged 73 under the old scoring system, he could be someone who averages very well.
Yeah, loves a tackle, loves an
Well,
offload,
yeah.
so
So that's something
one to
I
keep
think
an
the
eye
bench
on.
probably suits him quite well. Like Dylan Walker's going to come on and play 13 for DeBellin, isn't he?
Yep.
Yep. And then you've only really got Tuivasa, who's not going to play too many minutes, you wouldn't think, and Matt Dory, who's more of a back rower than a middle, isn't
Yeah, I
he?
think they've made Matt Dury into a middle,
Yeah.
and I read the Cumberland Throws report on Matt Dury, and they said that he was one of the most impressive trainers for the season, like during the
Yeah.
off season. So
But yeah,
his trials, yeah, his stocks have certainly gone up at the Eels, Matt Dury, and
yep.
and then otherwise you've just got like your Talon De Silva, Joash Papali'i, who are they're not playing front row,
Yeah.
and Kelmer, who's an edge.
Yeah,
Probably.
well, Kelmer might come on an edge and that'll push Jack Williams into the middle for a stint, potentially. So
True, and like Jack DeBellin could play front row when Walker goes on as well,
I
but
still think
yeah, I
it
don't know.
probably means he has
Yeah.
to play 55, maybe 60
Yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse for him anyway.
Yep, 100%. All right, Warriors versus Roosters, first game on Friday.
Yeah, 6 o'clock over there in Auckland. Dallin Martini's Lesniak. There was some talk that Kaan Perera was going to displace him on the wing, but that hasn't happened. Jacob Laban starting in the back row with Halasima off the bench. There's just a lot of Warriors mouths to feed in that back row
A lot of
spot.
young guys who are.
299,000 Laban, but I'm not sure what sort of minutes he's going to get there. Otherwise, Chanel Harris-Tavita, I think, has overcome an injury there. He's in the six. So no other real surprises there for the Warriors, I didn't think.
Jackson Ford at front row. He played there a bit last year, but I think that's not a bad spot for him. He pumps out massive scores from the front row.
And then for the Roosters, no real shocks there. Blake Steep wins the starting 13 role with Nafahu White at prop. Cody Ramsay named on a six-man bench there for the Roosters, a bit of backline cover, but otherwise,
Hopefully he's been into Nick's magic mushrooms or juice or whatever he does to put a bit of weight on, because he looked like Dom in his physique when he was leaving the Dragons. So
Otherwise, I think a few of us are running with Sam Walker in the halfback position. So interesting to see that combination with Cherry Evans develop. There was some chat in the paper that they were both going to roam all around the field. And
I think the
anyway.
trials showed that it can work if they do it exactly how they did it in the first half against the Eels. And I liked the look of that. So hopefully they stick to that. We'll talk about, is it Yellow? Yellow?
Benyama.
Luelu?
Ayelu, I don't know.
Ayelu? Whatever his
Yeah.
name is. We'll talk about that in the set of six, because I've got a bit of a question around what we do there in the second hooker spot.
Yeah. So now normal service resumes here in round one. The Broncos up against the Panthers, Friday night special, Suncorp Stadium. The boys, other boys in the pot here, the Brisbane boys, they'll be very happy that Charcoal Charlie wins the back row spot with Brendan Piekora still out injured.
I
Cutting
just
back.
wrote why. Why would he keep
I
going to
know.
Gazefsky? Like,
Maybe, well, maybe he told him
he
he'd
must be a good trainer because he's not good at
take the
anything else.
discount card off him and
He must
they'd
be.
have to pay for chicken if he gets dropped.
I think
So
Trainer's right. He must be the best trainer going around, because seriously, he doesn't offer much on the field. I
he's
don't.
not Sebold. Like, surely, he's not falling asleep in there, Madge. So
anyway, otherwise, no real surprises
Broncos.
there for the Broncos. For the Panthers, no Liam Martin. He's going to miss a week or two, I think I read
Calf injury.
today. Luke Garner gets that starting spot in the back row.
Terrible replacement, isn't it?
Isaiah Papali'i on the bench there.
Considering IPAP's off the bench, I can't understand that. I just don't
Yeah,
understand
well,
why.
no wonder we don't have any good backup back rowers, because they're all at frigging Penrith.
It's like the bench hooker off though, because Panthers on their bench have got Cogger, who's presumably going to not spell Nathan Cleary or Blaise Talangi. So he'll probably come in for Mitch Kenny.
He probably
He's also
won't.
got, well, he's also got Kalani going and Freddie Lussie all named on the six-man bench. So
It's a very strange bench, isn't it?
Like Aaron Payne naming 14 wicket keepers in second grade.
Going, you'll play through the middle, but like, yeah, the why they've got Lussick and Cogger on there, I'll never know. And Jenkins, oh, like.
I think it means Yo's going to play 80. I think it means, like, it means a lot of things.
Yay.
Yeah. So anyway.
Righto. So then we go to Saturday evening. We've got the Sharks up against the Titans, 5:30 at Shark Park. Sam Stone Street wins the wing spot of the injured Ronaldo ahead of Hirotti and Gabriel. They've got a real big bopper bench, the Sharks. Talakai, Rudolph, Kaufusi, ULA. I heard he doesn't want to be Hamlin ULA anymore. It's just
Does
ULA.
that concern you for Colquhoun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Any thoughts of not picking Colquhoun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Has not been in my team at all.
Oh, well, Dan doesn't have any concerns because he just doesn't have him. No
I only
concern.
traded him out this afternoon. When at
4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, McInnes is not that far away.
8 weeks.
Yeah. Don't
That's
worry.
got nothing to do with it. That's millions of time. But
Yeah.
yeah, and then unless there has, I think there's been a better option crop up.
You going to share it or are you going to hold on to
We'll talk about it later, won't we?
it? Okay. I don't know, will
Fair
we?
enough. Oh,
Sunday
look, we can
game.
tease. I'm
Oh
loving
yeah.
this
Yeah.
interview. This is
There
good. Yeah.
you go. Josh Hannay's time at the Titans hasn't started very well with
Jesus Christ.
JC gone 2 to 4 weeks, hammy injury. So he's got to run with old Lachlan Ilias at halfback for a couple of weeks at least.
My cousin's on the wing, Fame Arnie.
Yes, he's on the wing.
Old
Yes,
Fame Arnie.
Daniel. Josh Patson, who was much touted to take that back row spot of David Fifita, not named to start or on the six-man bench. He's in the extended reserves. Rama Howe wins that spot in the back row. Tino named at prop, so there'll be a bit of dual position action coming in for Tino, you'd imagine. Cooper Bye on the bench, and Feimani on the wing there.
I'm wishing my cousin all the best in his debut.
Me too, because he's in my team.
So, indeed.
What do you
Seagull.
reckon about this back row conundrum?
We might talk about it a bit later, if that's okay.
Okay.
Oh. Maybe in
Stay tuned, listener.
maybe tackle six.
Righto. Then we move to Manly up against the Raiders at Brook Vale. Hopefully, Guardsy, they got rid of all the weeds for round one this season. So we will see there. Manly, as expected, but ominous NRL news for Luke Brooks. Joey Walsh named on the bench in jumper number 14. So potentially old Brooksy could move to number nine, spell Jake Simpkins and Walsh into the halves. You'd imagine that's the likely scenario. They're not going to throw the young bloke in at hooker. Maybe they will. Who knows? But anyway, Ricky Stewart, holy dooly, teamless Tuesday bombshells everywhere from Ricky. Simi Sasangi in the centres, Tomoko on the extended reserves. Owen Paddy drops out of the 19-man squad. Jalen Brayley named in the 14. Clearly, Ricky Stewart doesn't like any excitement in his life. Noah Martin named to start in the back row. Hosking on the bench. Ethan Sanders, as expected, though, named in the number seven jersey.
Yeah, so Matt, you said that Tomoko hasn't had much time at centre in training, so Ricky's come out and said that he's going to play a couple of games in New South Wales Cup.
Yeah, in Ricky's defence, at least he has explained to the people what the devil he's doing, so.
Yeah. Noah Martin's in because Nicholson hasn't had a lot of time either.
Yeah.
Interesting that he's not coming off the bench and he's starting at the moment. Like, there's no guarantee that that's going to happen either.
Yeah, I guess it's like for like. Like he just wants to keep hosking in that middle edge role, coming on, bringing impact, and then in a week or two when Nicholson's back, Martin will just go back to playing reserve grade and Nicholson will start. And yeah, the yarn with Owen Paddy is it's the same thing. Like there's no point or there's no
20
development for
minutes
Owen
wasn't helping
Paddy.
him.
Yeah, that's right. Playing 20 minutes a week. So go and get some minutes in reserve grade and the starting spot's yours when you're ready
Boring,
for it,
Ricky.
basically.
See you next year.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Righto, last
Last
game.
game of the round. Dolphins up against the Rabbits Sunday, 3:05 at Suncorp. The Hammer named at fullback for the Dolphins. So Fuller on the bench. Tommy Flegler named to start in the front row with Tom Gilbert. Knowles at 13. No Milo, he's out suspended. Donohue starts at nine for South. Ashton Ward named in the seven. Jaden Sullivan on the bench there. Carrying on the family tradition in the hooking role for South. Bronson Garlick. Mamazelis off the bench with the cheese out injured. But the left edge of Walker, Fifita, Latrell, and AJ just look very juicy against a Dolphins team who don't really like to tackle.
Matt, time to shine. Give us your news on the Dolphins and what you're going to do instead of Colquhoun.
I think Flagler's a heaps better option than Colquhoun at a very similar price. Much more Supercoach friendly game, tackle breaks and offloads from what I saw in that trial. He even got over for a meat pie. I'm not expecting that obviously, but I think he's a chance of throwing a couple of offloads and maybe even throwing one to the Hammer to sneak through. Compared to Colquhoun, I think who's going to make probably 40 tackles in 60 minutes and maybe do a lot of passing.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Paseka over Colquhoun as well, just with the bench that was named for Manly with Joey Walsh at 14. I think that suits Paseka getting reasonably good minutes.
Yeah, see, I was a little bit more concerned with Paseka just because I think how many minutes does Jake Dubojevic play these days?
12 before he gets a
Yeah,
head knock.
I know he
Not
goes
as many
asleep
as
a
he
lot,
used
but
to. He doesn't play as many anymore.
yeah, just because they've got three middles on the bench. So I think what Kobe's going to come on and spell Jake right,
Yeah.
and then Bully Moore and who's the other turkey on the bench for them? Oh, Brownie. Brownie will come on and spell Paseka and Takiyaho, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Takiaho, we don't think like Paseka should play more minutes than Takiaho.
I can't see how Paseka can play less than 50.
Yeah.
He's
Like
got a
that's
pretty good PPM too, except
yeah.
for
And
last year.
he's pretty offload friendly as well. I haven't
Yeah,
watched him for quite a while.
about
He's a
7 foot
big
six
boy.
and a giant. So
Yeah, sweet.
that's where I'm at. Interesting, they've gone Aitken over Talas Duncan. I thought Talas Duncan's a bit hard done by there.
Lunacy.
But anyway, Wayne does know what he's talking about, I suppose. Right, there's the team list. Thanks, Mark, for going through those, and boys for chiming in. Guardsy, the big feature of the podcast, the chin list. It shouldn't be too long, but I think it could be very interesting.
It's pretty short. It's mainly refs. We might as well get it off with a bang. First of the year. Her first of many mentions for the year. Belinda fucking Sharp.
Faulty
One
flag
game,
then.
Belinda. Took her one game. Didn't even take her long. She's fucking thrown her flag up when Murray, poor old Murray Taulagi's done well to throw the ball in. He hasn't stepped out. Me and Trainer had 1,000 beers. We still saw it. Belinda was standing right next to Murray, but her eyes were looking at the fucking crowd or something.
She might have
Because
got the all-inclusive cocktail package at the hotel she's staying at.
she's been hanging out with Danica, I think, because
The
her flag went up that quick. Poor old Murray was still in the field, I think, when she put her flag up.
He was.
She's a fucking idiot. But anything to get on TV in Vegas, I guess, for Belinda. So that was that. We'll get on to Grant. We might as well. First, he penalised my man Lucci for rubbing Preston's face and caught it a head high. There was absolutely nothing in and then that call at the end, the so-called strip, when all he was doing was making a tackle, and he's decided a game on that. It was an absolute fucking joke, but. Grant was very much a Bulldogs fan on the weekend. I think he must have seen Critter and thought he was still at Penrith because I did not understand the favouritism over the weekend. But there was plenty of what do you mean Grant's getting thrown around, I can tell you that much. And then this one is just for all the sooks. So if you're one of these people, just cop it on the chin. You'll probably sook about it because you're a sook, but. The listener listening, hopefully you're not a sook. All the fuckheads that were carrying on about Critter and wanted him sent off and sin bin when the bloke's knees were on the ground that he tackled. If Critter went any lower, he would have tackled the ground. Like,
Billy Slater wasn't happy with it. Did you see that?
well, that's no surprise. Billy Slater's a fucking grade A sook, isn't he? He can go. Fuck Billy Slater too. Put him on the list.
He's a jockey.
Yeah, fuck you. He's on the list. Fuck you, Billy. Queensland dog.
Yes, we're back.
And the final one, boys. He'll be listening. We all know he'll be listening. It's the bold dog. It's Dominic. He hasn't lived up to his expectations. I do not remember seeing a application put forward before Vegas happened. So Dominic, you're a disgrace. I did mention in the group chat I was going to try to be nice to you this year, but you've blown that. Already, because you're a liar now. You're obviously too busy running a marathon or buying new joggers for your
Eating
marathon.
pies.
Oh, yeah, all fucking doing pie reviews, but no application. Tell you what, Dominic, next year you might be just banished. You need to pull your head in.
I might look into seeing if I can kick him out of the league. See if that's a possibility.
Thanks for the chin list, Guardsy. Dom, keep listening, mate. As I promised, there's a question from our good mate Dexter Dunmore from Wandsworth, and I think that he might end up being a bit more of a pest than he's worth. I thought he was taking the piss, but then he actually sent me some more text message today, and this is a real conundrum and question. I hope we've got time. I've been up all night trying to select my team. I get that I have 13 starting a flex, but when I try to get out and go to bed, the computer says I haven't picked four players for the bench. I have nine players on my bench. There is no slot to pick bench players like other positions. My son Dex Jr. says he uses his smartphone at school, but we don't have any signal here at home and he can't show me. My computer is old and slow like me, but I can't see where I can pick my four benchies. My wife, Dex, says I should come to bed and stop being such an ADHD head and stop doing something different every week because I won't finish it. but I can't sleep until I get it done. He then told me that his team for Vegas wouldn't work because he couldn't pick his reserves because he hadn't saved his team. And he said, somebody needs to tell the new players that you've got to push save team before you can push your four reserves. So there's the answer. The answer is simple. Push save team, select four reserves on your bench. I think it has meant that he's missed Trey Mooney and he's missed a couple of other people that he couldn't lock in, that are in his team, but he couldn't log them in somewhere or somehow. Dexter, save team. It's that simple. Looking forward to more questions and more stupidity as the year goes on from Dexter.
I've got one question there. How do you ask a question and answer it yourself?
Yeah, well, he answered it today. Someone at school, I think, told him.
He's asked a question and answered it for us.
Pretty much.
So this bloke's a teacher?
Yeah, this guy's a teacher. Scary enough. Old Dexter from Wandsworth. Looking forward to seeing what you coach. He also gave us a bit of stick because he said that we gave him some drink water mail that he should have picked drink water. And I said, mate, we haven't even mentioned drinky on the pod this year. And he said, I'm not talking about this year. You're high as kites on him last year.
That's the pigeon only got to the school with the quill and the ink and
Yes,
the parchment.
he
Does
said,
this look guy live further than Broken Hill?
I don't
Like
know. Yeah, I don't know where.
he's
Look,
used.
Wandsworth, look up Wandsworth. You don't get, he's out trout fishing too often. But he was upset that we told him to pick drink water last year.
Yeah,
And
he turned 17 last
we
year.
haven't picked him this year, mate. And he said, well, he's two episodes behind. So he's trying to catch up, but his internet's a bit slow.
So he's listening to the back catalogue of what we're doing.
I believe that's the case, yes, Dan.
Oh,
So, Dex,
God.
keep them coming. I think you're going to be more annoying than Dom. Set of six this week. Tackle one. What does a VC need to score this week for you to loop? What factors are you considering when making this decision? This is a very selfish one.
117.
Yeah, 116, I think he's been
No,
downgraded to.
that's what I'm saying. You'd have to
Oh.
score 117 before you looped.
Okay. Anyone got a serious amount that they're willing to loop? Who's everyone's VC? We'll get into that before the captain, vice captain section.
I got Sam Walker and Payne Haas.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
I got Sam Walker and Walshy.
Sam Walker and Walshy. Dan?
Yeah.
What would Sam Walker have to score, boys, for you to loop?
120.
I was going to say 116.
Jesus
Would
Christ. I was going to
you?
say 95.
Would
Walshy's going to
you?
score that.
Would you loop 116?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, why would you not? I don't understand.
What would your lowest player have to be before you wouldn't loop that?
They're going to drop out
Three.
anyway.
We're flex, mate.
Fair. What would your second lowest player have to be then? You're an
Whatever
idiot.
Moses Leo scores.
Nothing's changed since last year. Have we forgotten how this works?
Yeah, well, some people have. Some
Come
people couldn't
on.
even save their team and put reserves on
No,
it. So we might need to talk.
we're not catering to the imbeciles.
Oh, that's okay. So the VC loop, 116, you'd take it.
Yep,
Nine, about 100, over
100%.
100, you'd take.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Righto. We'll move on. With the uncertainty around Lomax, well, it's not uncertain anymore. We wrote this one this morning. Even though the courts have ruled in the Eels' favour, would you be willing to take either Peel or Leo? We know it's Leo now. What makes it even more difficult is that Chester's already played. And he isn't a guarantee to hold his spot with Labor due back round three. Centre wing cheapies. Who are we all after? Mackesini is one. I think if Benji doesn't pick him, he's looking for the Centrelink line. Would
Well,
be
he's
my
got a
guess.
5-year upgrade.
Who? Yeah, that doesn't mean
They'll
anything.
rip it up, don't worry.
Who? What other centre wing cheapies are we looking at?
Oh, my cousin, Faye Marnie.
He's probably a lock. Setu too, I think, is a lock there for the Cowboys. His security looks pretty good.
And how many can you have in that centre wing spot? How many spots do you want to
Four.
set aside for cheapies?
You can have four. You can have four. You
Yeah,
can
I've
have
got
five if
four.
you really want.
Could you have five, do you reckon?
Yeah, you
That's the
could.
thing, Gary. I'd be a bit nervous. It's going to be interesting because over the next few weeks, I think we've all got Crichton, or a lot of us have got Crichton, a lot of us have got Mitchell. They've both got buys coming up. So we're going to have to play two of these cheapies already.
Yeah, I had to play two cheapies this week because I got May.
Okay.
So I played Chester and Setu 2.
And I feel like you got away with that pretty
I
nicely.
did.
Yep. Are there any other centre wing cheapies that we can look at?
You can probably look at Gabriel. He'll probably get a run at some point this year.
So is there any chance that you'd start with the cheapy crop? Is it worth starting with someone that's not playing?
No way.
No,
Not with
I
that
don't,
many
I
that aren't
agree.
playing.
I agree. So the obvious, who's the obvious four? Well, there's really five.
I
You've got to
think
get.
Leo's ahead of Chester now that Zach Lomax has got the flick.
Yeah, it's a bit hard when you've already got Chester in your team, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's fine. Like he got 60, and that other idiot getting injured is, oh, suspended is going to help.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Potentially.
Because I think there's Mackesini, Chester, Feimani, Tu,
And
and Leo.
everyone who started with Chester knew that there was some element of risk at the end of the
Yeah.
day anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody knew that.
And
So
I reckon there's
he.
an element of risk with Leo as well, because there's still, what's the old mate,
Marion Sebe.
Marion Sebe
Steve,
with the
goggles, yep.
goggles. There's Peel that they could move Meany back to centre and put Peel onto the wing. Like there's an element of risk with every cheapie. They're only a couple of games away from getting punted, aren't they? So, yeah, interesting times. How you fit probably five or six into four. Most people are going four, some are going three. Depends on what your second row and your front row look like as well, and how expensive you're going in the fullback position. Tackle three, is it too early to rage trade after two games? Obviously, it isn't. Dan has shown us that with his desire to get rid of Gutho. So, who do you want in and out after Vegas? Mark, you had a strong opinion in this
I
space.
mean, I don't have drink water, but I know plenty of people started with drink water because of the Cowboys' pretty easy start to the season. But you've shelled out nearly 800,000 for a bloke who scored 20.
Yeah, you could easily
Should
lose
be
the same
ready.
amount of money you lost on Kalen Ponga last
And he
night.
now has sore ribs too, which is not good.
Yeah.
So I think if I had him and you didn't have Ponga, you'd make nearly, what are you not making that? 180.
180,000 or something
Thousand
like
or
that.
something like
Ponga's just
that,
over 600.
you know.
Yep.
So he'd be one if I had him that'd be straight out. Blake, I mean, if people didn't start with, say, Lukey or Mooney for whatever reason, a couple of mid-90s straight off the bat there. But
They're going
I
to make
think
money straight
they're
up.
going to make money straight up. But I think the cheapie that everyone will either bring in round two or round three is Ryan Couchman. So.
Does everyone agree that Ryan Couchman is someone that we're targeting coming up?
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
235K, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he scored 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, and played 50 something minutes off the bench.
Yeah. And it was mostly in base. And I think there was an attacking
It's
stat.
annoying that he's not dual, but you
Yeah,
know.
it is. And he might get it too after locking that first round, depending on how he keeps playing. Dan, your rage trade, obviously, Gutho.
Yeah, Clint will be departing my team immediately. As soon as I'm allowed. I was hopeful. Well, I could do it already, but I won't have to sit and wait another week for this. I really liked Adam Dewey, and it was kind of like I was really sort of tossing up between Adam Dewey and Clint.
The
And
issue
I.
is you don't get a look at Dewey either. You've
No,
only
that's
seen
right.
him in
We've
the
got to
trials, so
wait another week,
a
but.
little bit of a fly blind. That's why I don't know that it has to be next week. It could be the week after if he's fit.
Dragons play the Storm next week, though.
No, well, it's got to be next week then.
Yeah,
Correct.
and
Depending on.
the Tigers play the Cowboys or something, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's probably
Yeah,
got to be
I
next
think
week.
at Leichhardt, don't
It's
they?
probably got to be next week.
Day
That's
game, 3 o'clock.
what I'm thinking.
So it's definitely not too early to trade in round two to set up for your probably a boost in round three. I think that's generally how most people go. If you need to make one, maybe two trades next week, and then two or three trades in round three, I think make them early because you've got to get your team set up, and it's going to be a real race to that ultimate team because people are going to be able to make money quick this year, so you've got to make decisions early, and you've got to. I think it could be nearly use your boosts in a row to try and be first to that gun team, cut people a
I'm
bit
not
early.
declaring anything
What's wrong?
like last year.
Oh,
I've learned my
I'm
lesson.
going to save a boost until round 20.
When did
Yeah,
Buzz Rothfield get on
oh,
his
good
boots?
one.
He's got
I
time
reckon they should just do what
on his hands.
they should just do what they've done this week. And you know when you go up the top and it says trades and it says unlimited, they should just leave it like that all year.
They should have a game where you can make unlimited trades and just see how you go with your salary cap. It'd be fun. I reckon it'd be fun to play. Even if you played it for no prize money, I think it'd still be a fun little spin-off. Tackle four, can you use enough to fix your team or set it up for next week? Dan.
Well, if you're planning on bringing in someone like Ryan Couch, Toby Catron, not
Ryan
Ryan
Cowperman.
Couchman, who is quite cheap anyway. So, like, if you're just going to burn the trade, I think, you know, that's he's going to make a heap of money. And if it means that you can fix up another area, like, I don't love the Leo move myself. So, I've brought back in Selwyn Cobber, and that's what I'm planning on doing is getting rid of that enough for a. I know I'm burning a trade, but it strengthens my center wing a little bit.
Boys, what do you think? Can you use enough now? Would you use enough, or would you use a guy that's been named and then hope and see what he does? You might as well have a free swing.
Might as well
Yeah, I
try to
suppose it
drop.
depends. Like, if how much money you're tinkering around with. Like, if that Howe bloke gets, I guess he could still make 30K going enough completely though, couldn't you?
Yeah,
I
I
don't know.
mean,
Like,
I was
there could be
thinking
merit if you need the money.
if you need the money, you go down to a 201K bloke, but if you've got 30 or 40 grand floating around, you could pick, is it Noah Martin this week? Or you could pick Howe, or you could pick wherever in that back row spot if that's
I
where you're
mean,
thinking you're going to bring.
like, that's essentially what I've got to do here. My sixth second row forward is Laban at the moment, but
Yeah.
he's looking like, unless he does something brilliant on the weekend, he'll get traded to Couchman.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like, I could trade him down to whoever, Miles Martin.
If you trade him down to Miles Martin, does it give you opportunity to upgrade in the centre wing or upgrade somewhere else?
That's what I've done.
Yeah, not personally, but I
Not
can see
personally.
that, yeah, for some people that it could be a viable strategy, as long as you have can then get that bloke to Couchman next week.
Yep,
Like,
that's
that's not
exactly
gonna
right. Yeah,
ruin
don't
it
leave
for you.
yourself $1,000 short. So you've got to make two trades. That's a really good point. Tackle five. We've had a bit of time to digest the cheese going down. We kind of know his time frame, but calves can be tricky. We know that they can extend on longer. What do you do at the second hooker? Because I think he was up to about 68 or 70% owned in Supercoach. I'm assuming that was as a second hooker. I don't think anyone's running him as their hooker number one. That would be a very bold strategy. Do you stay with Smith or do you move on there? Guardsy, I think you had something
I
in the
had
chat around
checked.
that.
Yeah, I moved on to Ualu just because I'm happy to take a punt on him. He's 240K. I do like what he does. He's got a bit of an attacking flair. I think if he plays 50 minutes, especially with the new point system, he's going to make at least 30 tackles. He only needs to do something, and he's making a bit of cash for you before Robson comes back.
I had a look at, I think they've got the bye in round five and Robson's due back round six. So you're probably only going to get two price rises out of him. Is that going to be enough for a trade?
I'm not fussed. I can if even if I have to hold him for a bit and see what the cheese is doing, because you've got to remember the cheese still has to play two games as well.
Yeah, true.
And if
No.
Uelu's not playing, he's not losing your money if he's
Yep.
just sitting there for a bit.
Yep. No, fair point. Trainer, what are your thoughts around that second hooker position?
I'm doing the same thing. I'm optimistic that I can get three price rises out of him. I think round three, round four, and round six, Robson's not meant to be back till round seven, so. I mean, that's what it says
Yeah,
on the
and he
old
only needs
NRL injury.
he needs one attacking stat, doesn't he, in that in those
Yeah.
three games? He looks like he's got them in
Yeah.
him.
And like, the Roosters are a good team, playing behind a good forward pack. Like, he's getting opportunity, so.
Yeah, Dan, what do you think in that space?
I have Mahoney, so I
Mahoney, Officer Mahoney.
Officer Mahoney.
So,
So
what have you got,
I've
Grant?
been waiting all
Have you got
my
Grant
life for
and
Grant.
Mahoney?
I've got Grant and Officer Mahoney.
So you've spent $1 million at hooker.
Yep.
Okay.
That's where you spend your money at your old
A lot of
man.
money to spend on hookers.
It is a lot of money to
A lot
spend
of
on
money to spend
hookers.
at the old days.
Yeah.
So
Hadn't thought of going to the Asian Star. Heaps cheaper, I've heard.
I have my own preferences, thank you.
Mark, what are you doing in that second hooker spot?
I will probably go to Uelu as well. It's roughly similar price, but he's about, what are they about?
250.
Yeah. So that's
Cheese
probably.
is 230, he's
That's
250.
probably where I will end up going. I think you're just wasting the opportunity to make a little bit of money if you just hold cheese and
What's a
he
trade? What's a trade
lingers.
worth? What do you put? How much money do you need to make for a trade to be worthwhile, though? And are you going to make enough money elsewhere?
Yeah.
I always think about 100K.
You reckon you can make
Could be more
100K?
this year. Hope so.
Okay. So you
He'll
actually.
set up a try score one, don't you worry.
So is there a world, I'll play a little bit of devil's advocate, is there a world where you can just hold Smith?
Definitely an option.
And know that you're probably not going to have to make a trade and just hope that your hooker one gets you through to when Cheese starts
Oh,
playing again.
that's not fun though.
Doesn't
Melbourne
use a
aren't around
trade.
until a lot later on in the season. Plus,
What if you only
plus if he gets injured, the only one, if you don't have any cash you can't go to is Brayley,
what if you
really.
only have Mahoney as your hooker one? Ask him for a friend who might only have Mahoney.
Officer, it's Officer Mahoney
I'd
to
be
you.
looking for someone like Hightower or someone like that to get you out of trouble.
In the shape of a guy that plays for the Roosters. Okay. So it's probably not ideal if I'm not running Grant to just have one hooker.
No.
Okay. Thank you for the advice. May or may not take it. Tackle six, rank the two RF cheapies. I've listed them as in no particular order. Chandler, Sardi, Laban, Howe, By, Noah Martin, Ryan Couchman, obviously top of the pops, but he's easy to put at top because we've seen him play. Are there any other cheapies that I've missed? Is Paxton still an option, even though he hasn't been named
Nope.
at the moment? Are we wiping him off the cheapy options?
Yes.
I think you have
I don't
to.
think we can wipe him off because he's got that HIA question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't. I heard he's also named in cup. So if he's named in cup,
He's a.
he's probably going to play. So it can't be a concussion.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Okay, so out of Chandler Sardy, who do you have in front at the Storm?
Chan.
Yeah, Chan. Don't like either of them,
Jackie
but Chan.
Fitzgerald. Is that just because you think he's going to keep the spot when Bloor comes back?
Well, he's playing on that side.
Yep.
Surely, if you're going to get the spot, you would have been on that side already.
There was word that Bloor was going to play on the right, though, this year.
Well, Bellamy should just tell us this.
He
That's
won't.
the first I've heard
No,
of that one.
that was when he was. I have read a couple of things that said Bloor was going to play on the right, which meant Lusardi was going to be on the left. Was Lusardi even an option on the left? And then Bloor got suspended for two games and Chan's now come in. So that's why I'm steering clear of both because I just don't know what's going to go on there. I probably think Lusardi's a much better Supercoach player than Chan. So if I
Yep.
was taking a punt, I'd probably take it on Lusardi over Chan. Jacob Laban. Does he go to the top of the tree besides Ryan Couchman with the ones that have been named this week?
I
I
don't
just
like
don't.
it. I don't like it because of those. That Lekahelasema is showing how great he is.
The other concern is Nick Corre.
Yeah.
Coming back, is he playing in the front row?
Well,
Or is
he
he? I
was a
think he
starting back
played a
rower
bit
last
through.
year.
Oh, didn't he? He played a bit through the middle, I thought. I thought he played a
Last
bit through
year.
the middle, but I think he played on an
He
edge. But.
does play through the middle, but predominantly him and Capewell were the two starting back rowers because Mackesini.
Didn't Lekahalasima play for a while there too?
That's who I bloody meant, not
I think that was
Mackesini,
when
but
Nick Corre was injured though.
yeah.
Yeah.
But
As soon, yeah,
Capewell
as soon
usually
as
plays
suspended.
Capewell plays 80, doesn't he, as well?
Yeah. And as
Well,
soon as
you
Morata
do.
came back, they kept benching Halasema,
Yeah.
whatever friggin'
Webster
whatever his
seems
name
to
is.
chop and change too. I don't like him. And then
So then we get to the Titans in Arama Howe.
yeah, I
He
like
looked
him.
really good in the trials.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so he's clearly won that. You think Guardsy's won that position?
I think he has. Henne looks like he's a guy that's rewarding blokes, so
Yep.
yeah, he's good. Yeah, I like him. He's in around my team already. Can
Paxton
you?
didn't impress me at all. Didn't do anything to really make me go wow. Whereas Howe came out there and ran good lines, did
Yeah, a bit
everything.
more attacking upside for
Yeah.
sure.
Cooper By, is that his name? Cooper By. On the bench, named
Well,
about
I said I
17.
wasn't picking any bench players this year, but I'm about to put Ryan frigging Couchman in my team, so
I think that's a little
who
bit different
knows?
because he was the first one that came onto the field. He's not the guy that's going to miss out, is he?
I think
Yeah.
Cooper Bye is going to be a very slow burn.
Yeah. And I think he might be relevant a bit later. I just don't think you need to get on him now.
I think over Origin he'll be great
I
when
think
Tino's on.
I think there's a time where you can wait and
And
downgrade someone to Cooper by.
he's not going to
You
lose
might still
them,
be able to
though,
get him
is
at
he?
300K or something like that.
Noah Martin, I think after your story, trainer, he might be an avoid 250,000. Looks like he might only be there for a couple of weeks and then gone.
Big old Trapski.
Yeah, big trap. And then Ryan Couchman, obviously the one that everyone wants to bring in after. I don't think I've missed anyone there because Paxton's not really relevant anymore in
With
that space.
Couchman. Are we bringing him straight in next week, or are we waiting until round three?
I think you can because I'd be hesitant to play him because I still don't know how many minutes he's going to get if everything plays out fairly. I think that's the beauty. If you look at your team and you go, I've got three other trades I need to make in round going into round three, certainly make that one trade next week. But if you look and go, oh, I think I might only have a couple of trades to make for round three, I reckon you can have another look.
I think that the fact they're playing Melbourne too is a good look to
Yeah.
see, like when they're playing a team that's much better than them, that's going to be where he's just going to make a ton of tackles. It's probably good to see
You
what they're
don't think the
doing. They
Bulldogs are much better than them?
didn't play like it.
No. I think the Dragons are going to bring teams down to their level and beat them with experience, if I'm being honest.
Yes, the classic Vikings
Their halves
approach.
experience, is that where you think?
No, they're just grubs. Like they play typical Flanagan football. Look at Cronulla when they won the comp. They were just grubs, and that's what.
Well, Chuck Flanagan already said that they're not winning the comp this year. So
Yes.
I love that interview. That was good.
I'm going to go early only because, you just don't know.
He's going early because he's already got a Gutherson-sized problem he's got to fix as well.
Correct.
Yeah, I think
It's
if you
hard
got
to just
enough,
trade Gutherson to Ponga.
if you got a big problem like that though, and you want to, or you need to go up, then do Couchman next week. He's not going to lose your money now.
Well, that's the only reason I'm going early. Well, that's one of the reasons I'm
Because he
going early. The
breaks his
other one
leg
is
next
you just
week.
don't know what's going to happen. You could have to move things and
Never
try.
seen that one before, have we?
You could get
No.
Couchman with one of your back rows and then get Reece Walsh for Gutho next week. Make heaps of
Hopefully.
money.
Sounds fun. Okay, boys, trade talk. We've talked briefly about what we're going to do in that trade. Is there any outlandish team reveals that you want to change, like that you want to let the listeners know? I think we will try definitely to put our teams up this week. I got a bit snowed under. If you can all send me a screenshot of your team.
I thought that's what we were doing last week, until I got abused.
You only got abused because it had Gutho
It was fair abuse. Like,
Correct.
you were
Deserved
all right.
abuse.
You were
Okay,
wrong.
that funny said it happened.
So we will put our
That'll be
teams up
funny.
this week. If you can all send them to me, I'll put a tile out with our teams on it as best we can. Probably by Thursday, we'll have that up so that you can see it before the kickoff of the first game. Vice captains and captains for round one. We've kind of revealed our vice captains. Did we reveal our captains at the same time?
Payne Haas.
Yeah.
Guards are
Well,
yours, Reece Walsh. Dan.
Payne Haas.
Payne Haas, very simple.
Hakeem. Not
Kareem.
Kareem.
Kareem Hakeem.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will
If
not be
Trey Mooney
playing
can get
for us.
94, I can't wait to see what Payne Haas can get.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about not having the C on him, to be honest, because
If to be fair, if Caelan Ponga's got 116, I can't wait to see what Walsh he can do. Fuck
it's very
the
nervous
wind.
times. Very
Fuck
nervous.
him.
Very nervous times. I'm actually thinking of downgrading someone in the second row and changing one of my fullbacks to E. Reece Walsh for that very reason.
Keanu Kinney, say bye-bye. Told
No,
you.
it'll be the guy
Sorry,
from
Bobby.
Melbourne, Farlamini.
No, mate, Kinney has a bad back and he looks 12. That's all you need to know.
Oh,
Get rid of him.
he's fine.
No, he's not.
Old Farlamo looks like he's 11 then compared to Keanu
Still
Kinney.
a
All right, Mark, you got a
spast.
multi for us? We'll wrap this up quick smart
Yeah.
before the abuse keeps going.
Quick smart, yes. Well,
Well done
drink.
with the Preston thing. That was good.
Yeah, I
I
know, but
like that.
drink water, what a flog. Fair dinkum, can't score against the Knights. Honestly, who will
Emma
drink?
would have won $4,000 if Drinkwater scored.
I'll never
Are you
drink.
serious?
Yeah, she just had some random ass multi on. She tells me, like, when Drinky's going off with his broken ribs, she's like, oh, he needs to get back on because he's my last leg. And I was like, fucking what? I was like, for how much? She goes, oh, 4 grand.
We were riding him.
I would have
We
wanted
tried our
to
best to
be
get him
joined.
home.
Trainer's going to object. He's never going to drink water again. Beer all the
Beer
way.
all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, Pepsi
righto. So this week, back to the world. Hard luck story first up. Anyway,
only
Steph,
way is up, Mark.
anyways, up. Yeah. First leg this week is Gamat Shibasaki to score a try. The Panthers were a bit leaky on the edges last year. So. Reesey put him over for a couple of tries in that World Club Challenge. I think they've got a
Just we didn't talk
pretty
about
deadly combo going.
the Leeds Hull game. How did Hull beat anybody, let alone the Broncos?
Peptides.
They look putrid.
Broncos are
Oh,
still
you start, mate.
Broncos only
Holy.
starting to play in the second half.
Anyway, so Shibasaki first leg. Then we're going to the Manly Canberra game. I like Kolotau Kula to score a try. plenty of speed to burn. Trbojevic, a bit more freedom roaming around the field there. I think he will set him up. And then that left edge of South Sydney, I've got Latrell Mitchell. He's paying $2.55 to score a try. He's got David Fifita next to him. He's going to take plenty of attention. Alex Johnson outside him. He's going to take plenty of attention. I think Latrell will score a try there against the Dolphins. Those three, $16.57 in an all up, $19.16 with a boost, like I did last year. I'll play the all up and the doubles in there, so you get